And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, Pastor Roland, and the program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everybody. Today, I've got a very good program for you. A very, very good program, so please listen carefully because it could really make a big difference. It could actually change your life for the better. I get a lot of emails from people telling me that they feel disconnected from God. They pray, things don't seem to change for the better. A lot of things in their life are not working out. They want to get closer to God. And of course, they want an answer to their prayers, and they want things to start working out. And so what I'd like to do is to talk to you today about how to get closer to God and how to get things in your life to start working out. Okay? All right. I've been at this now for 25 years. I know what I'm talking about. And what I've done is I found out about some very, very nice, or about a very nice meditation, a Christian meditation, a Christian prayer meditation that helps people to pray. It helps people to pray. It helps people to calm down and not be so stressed out by everything. And it helps people to begin to impart some wisdom into their life. See, a lot of people live foolishly. They live very foolishly. Okay? And you wonder why. Well, I think maybe I can help you today. Let's talk about Christian prayer meditation. I want to come at it from a very unique point of view, one that I think you'll be able to understand, because you need to be able to understand the why, a little bit about the why of it. And I want to mention, those of you who are listening in, some of you are listening in Florida, for example, you only get 15 minutes. Okay, you only get 15 minutes, and I'm only on once a week. Well, I'm on in the morning and then again in the evening on Monday. So you need to write down the web address so you can go there and listen to the program again and listen to the whole program, the whole 30 minutes, because you only get 15 minutes. Because if you miss today, then I'm not going to be on tomorrow, okay, or the next day, and you're going to say, my God, what happened? Well, who was that guy? Where was he? What was his program? See? So be sure to write down the web address that you will get here, okay? Now let's get started. Okay, let's go over what happens to people. You go out in the world and you get upset. Something upsets you. Traffic. A telephone call. An argument with your wife or your husband or your partner. Okay? Your kids become impatient. Traffic is bad. This happens and that happens. And you see this and you see that, and then just the whole state of the world in general, and you get upset. And when you get upset, you then tend to get lost in thinking. Okay, any upset, it's the slightest upset, throws you into your thinking. You don't even realize it. Sometimes you might drive past your exit on the freeway. You might drive right past the exit and say, what happened? Oh my God, I was completely lost in thought. Okay, as the day goes by, when it's all over, you say, what did I accomplish today? Okay, you were lost in the nether world of thinking, planning, scheming, thinking about what happened and what she said and what he said, and worrying about the future and planning and scheming to make things right, and then hiding in daydreams and fantasies. See? So when you're lost down there, then you make more mistakes in life, and that's another reason to become upset and then to escape into thinking. So it becomes an endless loop, an endless cycle, which is not good. After this important announcement, I'll tell you how to start solving your problems, stay in the present, and pray better too. Got a comment or a question? Send your comments or a question to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Need someone to pray for you? Send your prayer request to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Welcome, everybody. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Roland. Incidentally, the web address to find this program, the whole 30-minute program, my books, the meditations, everything, all the resources that we have is www.talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. Now let's continue. You see, most people spend way too much time lost in thinking. Okay? So what happens is you get carried away. See, you literally get carried away from the present. See, from the present moment. Okay? What they say to live in the present, to stop and smell the roses. See? But instead you get carried away by upsets and resentments and things that happened. And then you're lost in thinking. What she said, what he said, what you could have said. See? And then thinking, worrying about the future, planning for the future. Next time I see her, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. Or getting lost in fantasy. See, imagining this and imagining that. Imagining being a great person. Or, see, when your life becomes a bigger and bigger mess, see, with relationship problems and health problems and financial problems and all kinds of problems, then what do? Then you sit there and worry, which is also being lost in thinking. So you see, look at it this way. Your soul is supposed to live in the present. That's where God is. He's in the present. He's not in the past, and he's not in the future, and he's not in your imagination down there. He's not down there in those fantasies and illusions and delusions. Okay, he's in reality. He's all around. His presence is all around. Okay? What you need to do is to get closer to him. But the only way you can get closer to him is in the moment, in reality, in the present, when you're not lost in thinking. When you're not, see? And you say, well, okay. But see, what happens is the moment something happens, you get carried away. There you are, lost in thinking. See? Carried away. So your soul, your consciousness. It says in the Bible, be still and know that I am God. See, I'm describing to you. See, I'm extrapolating and elucidating what that means. Be still and know that I am God. I'm explaining to you what it means. It means to be in the present moment and not carried away. See, it's one thing to be sitting on the bank of a river, watching the river flow by. It's another thing to jump into the river and be pulled downstream by the currents. See, you don't want to be in the currents being pulled downstream. You want to be sitting on the bank. So that's what you need. You need to find a way to get out of thinking, out of fantasies, out of delusions, so you can be the observer of thought. Okay? And that's what the meditation helps you to do. Now down through the, see, so what I have discovered, a prayer meditation, Christian prayer meditation, actually teaches you how to do that. See, no one's ever taught you how to do that. Okay, the only one that comes close, well, okay, there have been some nice people, some mystics down through the ages, like Christian mystics, especially in the Catholic Church for some reason, people like Madame Jean Guyon, François Fénelon, Brother Lawrence, Thomas A. Kempis, St. Francis de Sales, Michael Molino. See, these people, they have tried to show you how to be in the present, in God's presence, in the present, experience the presence in the present. See, but they didn't have the, or it was lost, or it was hidden, or something, but they couldn't tell you about the meditation. They could talk to you in roundabout ways, but not precisely. So they had something, and they wanted to share it with you, but they didn't know how exactly. But you know that it exists because you believe them. When you read them, you know they found something. And you also know you'd be more in control if you lived in the present, not lost in your daydreams. See, and you know that you're out of control now. You sense that. You're emotionally out of control. You sense that. So what you need is the meditation to help you to stand back. Now, the other one that comes close, but it's not close enough. Okay, I said that the Christian mystics have something special. And the other one is mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness teaches you how to be in the present moment. Okay, well, that is good. I have to say that is good. But there's something missing. There's an element missing from mindfulness. You know what's missing? God is missing. So what you need is a mindfulness-type meditation, see, that includes God. Then you'll have it made in shade. Okay? So you're just going to have to get my meditation. Go to talktoapastor.org. I'm putting up an article about this topic, and you'll find the meditations are very, very important. I exhort you to do so. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. And I said that what happens to people is that they get upset and then they get lost in thinking. They hide in thinking, planning and scheming and worrying about the past and reliving the past. And see, but when you're lost down there and you're thinking, you're not in the present moment. You're not in command of the present. You're kind of like hiding. See, you're hiding from reality. But when you're hiding from reality, lost in some kind of mental fog or brain fog or lost in your fantasies or... See, and then we use outside helps to help us get lost in fantasy or virtual reality. So we use our internet, our texting to get lost in things, music. See, they assist you in getting lost. They assist you in going into a hypnotic trance and falling down and going down into your imagination. But that's not good. That's not a good place to be. There was a nice doctor, I think it was Dr. Carone, I think, or Carome, a very nice man who really helped people with schizophrenia. He really, really helped him. He didn't just give them meds, he helped them. He said that a schizophrenic is someone who has fallen into a deep hypnotic trance, okay, a deep hypnotic state. See, well, I understand that. But look at yourself. What are you when you're lost deep in your imagination or fantasy, or lost in your worries? See, doubts and fears, worries, doubts and fears, or planning and scheming for the future, or lost down there in some, or using the internet for fantasy purposes. See, you're lost. You're not there. You're not there for your family. You're gone. So the other example, I always give a lot of simple examples. I want to keep it very simple. See, it's very important that you understand what I'm saying. I mean, I've written 18 books. I have hundreds of hours of audio. I've written some really, really deep stuff, okay? But that's not what you need right now. What you need is something simple. So here's another simple example. What I'm trying to do is to show you why you need to get the meditation that I have. And incidentally, I have different varieties of it. Some of them are free. And the first part of all of them is free. So you get it for free, okay? You get it for free. The easy, I have a new easy meditation. It's just very, very nice. Very short. I think the whole thing is like 6 minutes long. It'll do the job if you're ready. See, you have to be ready and you have to be sincere. In other words, sincere means you're willing to face the truth. You're willing to admit, see, that you're out of control, and you're willing to admit that you're making some mistakes. Okay. Anyway, I have different meditations. You can see what I have, but remember, some of them are free, so if you can't afford the more elaborate ones, or the ones that have books with them and so on, you can use a free one. But what I'm doing is I'm showing you why you need to practice the meditation. If you want to get closer to God, I began the program by saying people write to me and they say, I'm not close to God, I pray, I don't feel like my prayers are being answered, I don't sense God in my life, everything's going from bad to worse, see? Well, what's happening is, see, and Christ said, he said, don't mouth repeating words vainly. You know, don't, he said that in the Sermon on the Mount, don't endlessly repeat words, see, thinking that you'll be heard for the number of words that you are speaking, okay? And you know, and so what he means is that there's a prayer which is actually like a silent cry of the soul. See, Christ said your Father knows what you need before you even ask. So what you need is a prayer. You need to be in the prayer place. See, not lost in your thinking. That's what the meditation helps you do. It immediately helps you to snap out of your thinking and be in the present. See, and you're in a prayer place. It's like a refuge. It's a little prayer retreat. But it's a retreat where you're not retreating from the world. You're right there in the world, but you're not retreating into your mind. So it's like the opposite of a retreat. But it's a prayer place where you can pray, where your soul can commune with God or get closer to God by not being lost in your thinking. See, down there in your thinking, what is that? That's your ego. That's your will struggling down there. So you need a little help. You're so used to getting lost in your thoughts that you need a little help, and that's what the meditation is for. And I'll tell you more about it after this important announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. We're talking about how to pray effectively. And I said, you need to find a prayer place around you and in your head so you're not lost down in the vortex, the squirrel cage of thinking. See, down there in those fantasies where your faces are there and voices talking to you and so on. That's more, you're getting closer to hell. The deeper you get into your thinking, into fantasy and delusions and illusions, planning for the future and scheming and all that stuff, the deeper you get down there, the closer you get to hell. See, devil approaches the soul through the imagination. Okay? So you need to be able to stand back. So you're not. So you, your soul is no. See, if you, when your thoughts are whirling around, swirling thoughts, plans and schemes and worrying about the past and planning for the future and all that stuff. It's like a washing machine going round and round. And your soul gets sucked into it. So there's your soul going round and round and round. Your soul needs to come out of thinking. See. Be separated from the thinking, and like the example I gave, like you're sitting on the bank of a river and there goes the water flowing by. That's the way you need to be. Your thoughts flow by and you observe the thoughts. It doesn't mean that you're trying to blank thought. It doesn't mean that you're trying to blank it, pretend it's not there. No. But it means you're standing and observing it instead of being jumping into it. Okay? So that's what, and Christ also said, take no thought for tomorrow. Why worry about this and that? Doesn't your Father... See, he's concerned about every sparrow. See? Don't you think he's more concerned about you than he is about some sparrow? He's concerned about all the sparrows, so he's also concerned about you. So what was Christ telling you to do? He was telling you not to get lost in worry and planning and scheming, which is also being lost in thinking. See? See, our ego always rolls up its sleeves and tries to make things happen. It makes a bigger mess. So he's saying, don't worry. Okay? So he wants you to be in the present moment, okay? Where the birds are singing and where God's presence is, okay? Not lost down in the whirlpool of thought. Got it? All right. So I've said that Christ wants us to pray, to have a prayer for attitude and to be in the present moment. The Christian mystics down through the ages have tried to share with you what they had. See, they had it. They lived in the present. They found God, and they were trying to show you how, and they did the best they could, but they wrote long ago in a different language, and over the years, see, maybe everything they wrote wasn't also, you know, we may not have everything they wrote. They may have, see, some of these great mystics, they may have had a meditation that they were just like mine, but somehow it got lost. It's no longer there, see. Okay? So... so you need a little technique, because you get lost in thinking too easily. Every little upset pulls you into your thinking. So the other example I began to say earlier about an easy example. The other example I give is, let's say you're standing on the bus. You're in a big city. You're on your way to work, or you're on your way home. You're on the bus and it's all crowded. Everybody's going home from work, and so there you are standing there. Maybe you have a newspaper or you have your little iPhone or something. So there you are looking at your iPhone. Okay, and you're so lost in whatever you're looking at on your iPhone, or so lost in your newspaper article, that somebody comes up and can pickpocket you, see, or take your purse, or pull your wallet out of your purse, because you're so lost down there. See? So we don't. So the whole point is, you don't want to be lost in anything. You want to always hang on to a little sentry level of awareness. You always want to have... You know, it's okay to read, okay, it's okay to look at your iPhone, but just don't get lost in it, okay? Same thing with thinking. Of course, we need to think about this and that. Just don't get lost in it, and don't use it as an escape, because it's faithless. When you're down there in your ego, in your intellect, struggling, trying to figure things, trying to make things happen and change everything and exert your will upon life and meddling in other people's lives, see? That's your will, that's your ego, and your worries there are faithless. You see how they're faithless? So what you need is the meditation, and you need to be able to practice it. Maybe 5 minutes in the morning, a few minutes, a couple of minutes at lunch, a couple of minutes in the evening. That's all, okay? Because it'll pull you out of the kind of place where you're easily lost in thoughts, and instead you'll be more back in reality again. And then once you learn how to meditate, then after that, every time you start falling into thought, you'll notice that you are, and you'll snap out. And then you'll be aware in the present. You'll enjoy the bird singing and reality. You'll get closer to God, and your soul can cry out to God, and He will answer. Send your emails to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Those of you in Florida, get the whole program. Go to talktoapastor.org and listen to the whole program, because I talked about the Sermon on the Mount and more about the Christian mystics and more about the meditation. So please listen to the whole program. And those of you who are listening to the whole program, well, listen to it again. It's very, very good. Get the meditation. I have a brand new free one. It's called the Easy Meditation, okay? It's actually an update of an ancient Christian prayer meditation. It's beautiful. Okay, my name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.